Welcome to Retirement Income Solutions with the team at Security First Asset Management. If you're concerned about having the right financial plan, then this is the show for you. Your hosts, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, are ready to listen to your questions, help you plan for the unexpected, and set you up to thrive in retirement. Here in Middle Georgia, they're the team to turn to for financial guidance so you can have more peace of mind. It's time for the show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Hello and welcome. This is Retirement Income Solutions. I'm Steve Gramsci with your local wealth advisors and financial coaches, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. They are with Security First Asset Management, serving Middle Georgia with offices in Dublin and Macon. Through the course of this program, of course, we'll tell you that you can also reach them online at CompleteThePlan.com. And we'll be giving out the phone number here shortly, so you might have your own personal circumstantial discussion with Bill or Daniel. And in today's show, we're going to talk about, well, retirement, as we usually do, and a number of things that might make a difference to you. We'll go to the retirement grocery store, if you're with us. You can kind of picture how you go down the aisle and find things you need and then you purchase them. Well, it can be like that as well. We're going to talk about little white lies, lies we tell ourselves, rationalization that we do when we want to make decisions maybe we should have thought a little more about, but we do it anyway just because we want to. And we'll go to the mailbag and we'll answer some of your questions as well. But right now it's time to say hello to Bill and Daniel. How are you guys?
Really good.
Good, Steve. How are you?
It is May, and we're partially through it already. It's heating up, and it's time to go to the beach. Pretty soon the grass is going to be browning out a little bit, so I won't have to worry about cutting it anymore.
You're probably going to spend a lot of time at the beach now that you're over there on the beach.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the nice things about kind of moving this way to be closer to our kids in college. We thought, huh? Now we're 4 hours closer to the beach. Let's do something about it. So, yeah.
Congratulations.
We're going to spend some time there. Yes, thank you very much. It is. We are going to call it Bucket List because it's been long talked about and never materialized until right now. So,
got to make dreams reality.
Yeah. It is. And, you know, this is all part of, you know, the financial plan. It's really hard to do something like this unless you get yourself set up. You know, it's not something you do on a whim and you do it just a minute unless you happen to be really wealthy. You know, we're just middle-class folks. So, And you're going to help a number of us today. So if you guys are ready, why don't we go to the mailbag?
Let's do it.
All right. And get a question from Carrie in Warner Robins. And Carrie says, what's going to happen with tax rates in the future? I've always assumed they'll be going up for the rest of my life, but now I'm thinking maybe they'll go down. What do you think?
Well, Carrie, that's a good question. Of course, we don't have a crystal ball about what will happen with tax rates. We never know what's lurking in the head of our legislature. But we can only hope that taxes go down. But I'll tell you what, I plan that taxes stay the same or go up for the average American, your average tax rate. Now, there's talk, of course, of corporate tax rates coming down. But on the individual side, you know, we owe $20 trillion as a nation, and most of our savings are inside of 401ks and IRAs and tax-deferred accounts. And when you take money out of those accounts, you are taxed at whatever tax bracket you're in. So if you're a younger person saving for retirement, I think it's wise to have some tax diversification. Don't put everything into a tax-deferred plan where you pay the taxes when you take it out. Consider a Roth IRA. There are other similar options where you can have some diversification with your taxes when you start taking income. Plan for the worst and hope for the best with taxes there, Carrie.
Good answer, sir. And we'll have more from the mailbag that is coming up. But let me move over to Bill here because I look forward to this every time. Every time we're together, guys, I want to get those facts from you. What have you pulled out to mesmerize us with today, Bill?
Well, this comes from USA Today. Well, a lot of folks read that newspaper, don't they? I'm sure they must because it keeps producing.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It says that some 62% of U.S. hiring managers, this is important because we're talking about the economy a lot right now, 62% of U.S. hiring managers, those human resource specialists and executives, said students were unprepared to meet the skills needed in their organizations. Only 11% of employers believe higher education is very effective in readying graduates.
Wow. It's not a good sign.
Yeah, I remember a few years ago, a client worked for Microsoft, and she was in an HR position, and she indicated that the skills are just not there. They're coming out of college, and they're wanting these high-paying jobs, but they're not ready for them. And this kind of tells us 62% of those positions across the country are saying these people are not prepared.
Wow.
To come into the workforce.
I think. I wonder if it has to do with how quickly things change with technology now, you know.
That could, but we're not learning the basic skills either. No. I guess some of those basic skills might be work ethic.
That's right.
Yeah.
People need to know how to think more than they know what to think, probably.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep up, and even competitively speaking now, you almost need to have a master's to have somebody seriously looking at you with all the competition out there these days.
Well, and the competition means if you got a master's, which is great, how much time do you ever actually have working? It's been all in school. You haven't developed the work skills. Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Interesting.
Thank you for that, sir. Now let's go to our first topic of this segment, and that is planning for retirement. How is it like going to the grocery store? Let's explore that, okay? Number one, see what you have to say about this, Daniel. Know what you need.
Yeah, that's a very good point. You know, retirement, you know, we don't want you to treat it like a grocery store, especially if you're going to the grocery store hungry. I don't know if you've ever done that, Steve, but it's not a good thing
bad
to
news,
do.
Bad news.
Right. If you go to the grocery store hungry or without a list, it's almost guaranteed to go badly. Instead of people focusing just on products in retirement, you know, when you're saving for retirement, the focus should be on just wealth accumulation for the most part, owning low-cost funds, trying to grow your assets. But when you get close to retirement, you're going to need a much better plan than that. You're going to need a retirement income plan. Otherwise, you'll end up forgetting some small detail that can really come back and bite you. And that's what we do. We have the lifetime income blueprint, so we don't forget about things. We want to cover all the bases. There's a lot of different things that we have to consider when we're doing an income plan. How much income are you going to need? How much growth do we need? How much safety? We need to think about things like long-term health care costs. Everyone needs to think about different types of challenges they're going to be faced with in retirement, and certainly you need a plan for that. Don't just walk in there without a list and swap from a high-risk fund to a low-risk fund and think you've got it all covered. That's really not how it works when it gets into income phase in retirement. Have an actual plan in place is what I would advise you to do.
And you mentioned having a list, and boy, that is important, because otherwise you could just end up with nothing would really fit together, and then you'd get home and you wouldn't be able to make a meal that made any sense.
That's absolutely true. Yeah, sometimes people, when I review what they have done, they'll have a lot of different things they don't even need in their portfolios and may not even know it all they have. So it's really important to make sure that that's in the right place.
Yeah, I would go along with that as well. You know, if you just aimlessly walk around in the grocery store, I've done this before, and it's not very healthy. You pick up all kinds of stuff you wouldn't normally pick up. And, again, you might get home and not be able to fix any type of meal that's worthwhile or good for you. But that's the same is true with our money. We can invest in things when we're working and accumulating cash that are growth-oriented that might not be well for us and serve us well in retirement. So that's only part of the plan. We need growth in our portfolios, but we need to have it all fit together neatly in a puzzle that will address our needs specifically. If it's income, then obviously it needs to be balanced to fit that way. If we're concerned about the risk we're taking, we need to have some mitigation in place. So we need to have a nicely fit together retirement plan that dictates our needs and will serve us well in retirement.
Not many people go to the grocery store and just pull whatever they want off the shelf. Most of us do some comparative shopping because you need to know how much you're paying.
Yeah, if you don't know what you're paying, and you get up to that cash register, especially if you've got a few other items in there. If I go to Walmart in particular and I forget that I pick up a few things out of the sporting goods section, all of a sudden my bill has jumped a lot higher than I think. But generally speaking, when you get up to the cash register, if you don't know down to the penny, you have a general idea of what things are costing you. Not so much true in the financial world. Many times people have absolutely no idea what they're paying for their investments, especially in a 401k plan, inside of mutual funds, inside of variable annuities. Many people just assume that if they're earning money that their fees are okay, but fees really are a problem if they don't provide value. Sometimes people are paying for things that they don't need. Again, that's something that happens to me at the grocery store, but it doesn't happen as much if I go in there with a plan. So we want you not only to have a plan, but we're very upfront with people about what things are costing them. We take a fiduciary role with our clients, and we believe that you shouldn't just be paying for things if there's no value involved. We want you to be aware that fees can harm you in retirement if you aren't careful. We want to make sure that you are in the right type of plan and structure.
I wish they moved the donut case. You know, it's always like one of the first things you go by when you've got your card.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it takes a lot of self-control.
Yeah. Forget about it.
It's not on the list.
Yeah, that's no fun. So here we are in a grocery store, and you're looking at line of sight. And that's usually the brand names. They're a little more expensive, often where we pull from. That's the psychology of why they're positioned there. But if you want to get a cheaper option, you look down near the bottom of the shelf, and you usually can find something that costs maybe significantly less. But that's not always the best option, the cheapest, is it?
Who told you that the high-priced items are always eye-level?
Well,
that's a fact. If you go into a grocery store and talk to any store manager, that's exactly what they do. They highlight the brands, and then the generics are the store brands in some cases, or further down the shelf. That's the way things are.
Well,
the grocery store.
It was my marketing class in college.
There you go. Maybe it's coming back to tell you the truth, isn't it?
Yeah. And I like most of the things there, but I do always look down for a cheaper alternative, and sometimes I regretted it.
You might, because sometimes, you know, you're going to pay more for something. You know, what that old saying, you're going to get what you pay for?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very much the same way in the financial world. In our business, you know, you may have to pay a little extra for a service that's above normal. But, you know, I don't think we ought to look at price necessarily. We should look at what we're trying to accomplish and the type of service that we need to accomplish that. It's worth what you're paying for, but you need to understand that. Just don't take things a la carte. Understand what you're paying, as Daniel said a moment ago. You might want to pay more. Maybe the service that you get from one advisor, it might just justify a little higher fee than someone else. So it's important to not only know what you're paying, but also know what you're paying for. Why are you paying what you're paying? You know, I like the grocery store. Most of us like to eat, and it's fun, and we can make mistakes in the grocery store. We certainly can make mistakes if we don't properly plan for retirement. Those who are listening to us today, you know, we're passionate about what we do. We like to help people understand that they can take buckets of money and turn them into lifetime income. So those listeners out there today, if you'd like to talk to us and sit down and have a free consultation, give us a call at 800-987-1443. We have lots of tools that we can help you with. We have a lifetime income blueprint. We have a no-cost, no-obligation sit down, let's see where you are, and help put a plan in place. If you're still working, you want to know how to optimize your 401k or your IRA, or how to optimize your TSP if you're working for the federal government, we have tools available that we can extend to you at no cost to help you in this management process to get you ready for retirement. So give us a call today at 800-987-1443. The next 10 callers who fit this need, who would like to sit down and talk to us, we'll give you a no-obligation cost to you whatsoever. Sit down and let's get the conversation going about your future. Give us a call today at 800-987-1443.
Bill and Daniel are retirement income certified professionals. They're National Social Security advisors as well. And you can reach out to them in Middle Georgia to listen, plan, and thrive at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Still to come on the program today, another question from the mailbag, and then we'll discuss some of those financial lies that we tell ourselves here on Retirement Income Solutions. Stay with us.
Want to do what you love in retirement? Then listen to Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
You're hearing Retirement Income Solutions. I'm Steve with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, your local wealth advisors at Security First Asset Management in Middle Georgia. We listen, plan, and thrive. They serve the Dublin and Macon area, Middle Georgia, with offices in those two cities. And you can reach them at completetheplan.com. Gentlemen, this is the portion of the program that we like to pull out a story from one or both of you. Can you tell us about a time when you helped a widowed spouse get their financial house in order after losing their life partner?
Yeah, I'll tell you a story. This is one of the hardest things to help someone through, because especially if they've been clients for a long time, you get to know both people and you develop a love and a friendship for them. Mm-hmm. And recently I had one of my clients pass away. But the good thing in their situation is both of them understood the financial plan ahead of time, and that's ideal. Is if you can have both partners in a marriage or a relationship know what the financial plan is, it significantly helps the surviving spouse. So in this particular case, it was a smooth transition because everyone understood what was going to happen when that time came. We had done some tax planning. One thing people sometimes don't consider is when one spouse passes away, the taxes go up for that surviving spouse. And many times the income is reduced too. For example, if both of you are taking Social Security benefits, you only get the equivalent of the higher of the two Social Security benefits after one spouse passes. So you want to see that the surviving spouse has enough income, but have to take into account that taxes are going to be higher. Once you are a single tax filer, the taxes are higher. So that's the type of planning we do at Security First. We want to make sure that not only they have enough income, but the plan is understood and in place. It's the last thing you really want to worry about after a spouse passes away is money. You want to have your emotions in order to handle other things, the passing of a spouse. So we have the lifetime income blueprint that we work with clients on, and we make sure that they understand how their income works and how the legacy plan works after the passing of a spouse. So if this is something that is concerning you, give us a call at 1-800-987-1443, and we'll help you work through a similar situation.
I wonder how my wife is going to handle it when I tell her, answer the question that she's asked me before this way, when she says, will you get married again if I pass away first? I'm going to have to say, yeah, honey, I have to, because my taxes are going up. I'm only going to have half the Social Security.
That's right. Just tell her it's a marriage of convenience.
Yes. Yeah.
Marriage of convenience.
Yeah. So we'll end this segment on that note. A little bit of tongue-in-cheek there. Honey, I do love you. No, I really don't plan on getting married again if something happens to you. Please don't let it happen, okay? This is Retirement Income Solutions, and still to come, more of the show. Stand by.
When it comes to retirement, we want you to thrive. Keep listening to Retirement Income Solutions.
This is Retirement Income Solutions. We're glad you've joined us. If you've just tuned in to this portion of the program and haven't been here through the course of it, we welcome you. We're with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, your local wealth advisors at Security First Asset Management in Middle Georgia, with offices in Dublin and Macon. And you can reach Bill or Daniel or both at 800-987-1443. 800-987-1443. Time for another question from our mailbag gentleman. Who wants to handle this one?
I'll take that.
All right. It comes from Fred in Macon. I'm retiring in 2 years, but I'll probably live another 30. So it seems like I shouldn't be invested very conservatively if I have three more decades of investing ahead of me. Is that right?
Well, Fred, it sure seems like that, doesn't it, on the surface? But we need more information. Are you going to be using this these assets for income? And if you are, then you have to really kind of think about what you're doing. Long term, yes, you have to plan for longevity. That's a risk we're going to have in retirement. But we also need to plan for income. So if you need income out of your assets, then it's a little different approach, not necessarily as aggressive as you might be thinking. We believe in a balanced approach. We believe that we need to put in place systems that will ensure that you have a predictable, reliable stream of income in retirement. And we need to define for you what your sources of income are. and then we have to create an income plan. So if you're needing income, it's a different approach. Now, if you don't need any of your assets for income, be as aggressive as you want to be if you can stomach it. But we got a plan for retirement, and longevity is a risk that we're going to have. And it all centers around what your income needs are. Our desire is to help you put a plan in place that will have a high probability of success.
Fred, we hope that helps and answers your question there. In a minute, we're going to talk about some lies that we tell ourselves. But right now, we're going to move over for a second and get another juicy fact, this time from Daniel Juicy Neesmith.
Yeah, that was my name back in high school.
I bet it was.
No. All right, so this one's actually some good news. It comes from MarketWatch. America's middle class is disappearing, but into higher income groups. Based on inflation-adjusted dollars, the share of U.S. households making over $100,000 has more than tripled between 1967 and 2017, from 8% of the population to 26%. So this is some good news happening here. I'm assuming it has to do with people's higher education, you know, being able to move up the income ladder there. You always hear about America's middle class is disappearing, but the good news is, in this case, people are going into the higher income bracket. So a little bit of good news there for us this week.
That is good news, and certainly it helps to have two incomes in the household. That helps a whole lot.
I don't know. Absolutely.
I'm so sympathetic of single parents who not only have to shoulder the responsibility of all the things you have to do as a parent, but you're doing it with more likely a lot less money than when you have a spouse or a significant other. So
that's right.
Well, talking about some financial lies, let's explore the little white lies maybe that people tell themselves sometimes. And these lies, you know, can come back to haunt you if you buy into them. How about this one, Bill? I'll pay back the money I've taken out of savings or borrowed from my 401k. How likely is that going to happen?
High percentage of folks never do. Life goes on there. We really, you know, need to have a very strict approach to borrowing money from our assets that we set aside for retirement. It takes discipline to really have a clear vision and a plan before us and to be able to stay on path. I'm not saying there's not some instances where we need to borrow money against our savings, but a lot of times there is borrowed for things that we want now. So when it comes to retirement savings, we have to think about long term. This is my retirement dollars. Let's take a different approach. Let's set them aside as being sacred, something we don't want to touch unless we absolutely have to. If we'll have that type of mentality and that type of a strategy before us and discipline to move forward, then we'll leave retirement dollars alone unless we absolutely have to take money from them. There are cases when we have to.
Another lie we tell ourselves, why bother with investing? It's rigged against the little guy.
Yeah, well, I think sometimes you hear people say that don't want to discipline themselves to save. I think that there's not really good information saying that stock markets can't help everyone. You know, if you invest in the stock market, there's millions and millions of investors in there. And it's certainly not rigged against the little guy. I think that you want to think about how do you diversify properly. Don't put all your money in one basket or in one stock. Trying to guess and make irrational choices, that's certainly a way to lose money in the market. But I don't think it's a good idea to assume that the market's rigged against you. You want to be smart about how you invest. You don't want to be aggressive at the top of the market like we are right now, nor do you want to assume that you can get insider information and trade off of someone else's knowledge. So sometimes people feel like the system's rigged against them, but in general, I would disagree with that.
Sometimes we tell ourselves things and we tell other people things, not necessarily because we believe it. Maybe because we don't know what to do, or maybe we're just being a little bit lazy, like the comment, the bank is the safest place to keep my money right now. It could be, but...
It could be. If you're looking for the FDIC insured aspect of it, it is the safest place to be, as we understand it today. It's backed by the full faith and taxing authority of the U.S. government. So we believe that, then we're okay. there are other places that provide us a level of security. If you use U.S. Securities, for example, held to maturity, they're guaranteed. So that's not the bank, but it's still backed by the full faith of the U.S. government. And then there are life insurance products out there like annuities that are safe based off of, are protected, I guess you would say, to certain limits based on the claims paying ability of the insurance company. So they offer us a level of security as well. So there are other alternatives. One of the biggest problems with putting all of our money in a bank today is the return. You can't earn enough. It's not earning even close to what inflationary pressure is. So long term, it could be a problem. We're not against bank products. We're against not understanding where all the options are you may have out there to fit your needs.
Here at Retirement Income Solutions, we listen, we plan, you thrive with Bill and Daniel, your local wealth advisors and local financial coaches. And you can have a discussion with them, call them, and ask those questions that pertain specifically to you and your retirement at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. So we talk about another lie we tell ourselves. I'll rely on Social Security.
Well, Social Security is going to be around for people that have been paying into it. It'll probably be in a very similar form as it is today for people 55 and older. So there's not a problem with the solvency of Social Security. The problem is that it probably won't be able to provide all of your income needs and give you the right inflation-adjusted income for retirement that you need. Mm-hmm. It's important to have savings outside of Social Security. You're going to need liquidity, you're going to need safety with your money, and you're going to need return. It's important for people to live below their means instead of above their means. Otherwise, how do we save? Every dollar that we save is a dollar we have in the future to live off of. So it's very important to do that. And just to have the excuse that, you know, Social Security is going to be enough for me, that's not going to make you thrive in retirement. We want our clients to thrive, not just survive. That's why we do financial planning and get you on that course.
Some people spend money like it grows on trees and might have the attitude, heck, only live once, might as well spend it now.
Yeah, you know, that's a very dangerous thing. We tell people all the time, we can't afford to bet against longevity. We don't know how long we're going to live. And it's better maybe to have the foresight to sit down and think about longevity and living late in life. And that doesn't mean you can't enjoy the now. But you certainly don't want to put yourself in a position where you outlive your money. Nobody really wants to do that. So there is a balance between what's too much and what's too little. We want you to spend the right amount of money that fits your lifestyle and based on your resources. So that's why it's important to have a plan in place so you can see the full picture and not just live for the moment.
That's right. So right now, we want to give you the opportunity, if you've been listening and you feel like there's been some things that we've said that you could benefit from, give us a call at 1-800-987-1443. For the next 10 callers that call in, we're going to sit down with you and we'll help you get a lifetime income blueprint put together. We're passionate about making sure that you have all your bases covered for retirement planning. For example, Social Security. At what age should you start taking Social Security benefits? How much risk is currently in your portfolio? What's the appropriate age for the amount of return that you're actually getting? And how much are you paying in fees or commissions? These are the types of things that we'll talk about with you. Give us a call at 1-800-987-1443. Again, for the next 10 callers that call in, we're going to give you a complimentary review, give you our lifetime income blueprint, and help you thrive, not just survive in retirement.
Bill and Daniel also work with federal employees and can provide a complimentary federal employees benefit analysis as well. And they've been honored as one of the top five advisors in the nation back in 2014 by Retirement Advisor Magazine. To have that discussion, a new partnership, set some peace of mind in your retirement to listen, plan, and thrive. You can call them right now for your complimentary retirement review. The next 10 callers at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Your local wealth advisors and financial coaches. They are Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith at Security First Asset Management. Gentlemen, today we talked about a number of things, and we had fun with it. The lies we tell ourselves, we just talked about. Also, how is retirement like going to the grocery store? That was fun. You went to the mailbag, answered a couple of questions, too. And so now it's time to say goodbye for another week, and we'll look forward to next week. Thanks for your insight and all the nuggets of wisdom that you gave us.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks a lot. Enjoyed it. You have a good one.
Reminding you one more time, the number to call, local wealth advisors Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith at Security First Asset Management, 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. This has been Retirement Income Solutions. I'm Steve Gramsci for Bill and Daniel. Have a great week coming up.
Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities are registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Security First and Madison Avenue Securities are not affiliated entities.